This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Charlie Burmant with local news and commentary for Thursday, May 27th, 2021. COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County are slowing down with 26 cases reported in May. This compares with 45 new cases for all of April. May reports have been sporadic with a flurry of cases followed by several days with no reports at all. Jefferson County case total now stands at 416, with 31 people now awaiting test results. Vaccinations are now readily available, and those needing a shot can walk into the Jefferson Healthcare Express Clinic adjacent to the hospital's north entrance without an appointment to receive the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And the Department of Emergency Management, together with Jefferson County Public Health, will staff a vaccine clinic at the Farmers Market on Tyler Street from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday. The vaccine at this clinic will also be Johnson & Johnson. Those 18 and older are eligible for this vaccine. Appointments are preferred, but walk-ins are accepted. For appointments or information about vaccine activity in the county, call 360-344-9791. Jefferson County is in the first third of a code compliance amnesty program meant to assist property owners eradicate code violations without fines. The program began May 1st and expires August 1st. The Jefferson County Department of Community Development has already sent letters to known code violators inviting them to meet with the agency to develop a mitigation process. Those who have code violations of which the county is unaware are also invited in for a talk. Deborah Murdoch, who is running the program, said in a video posted to the Jefferson County Government Facebook page that the county has a history of code noncompliance along with a lack of understanding as to what requires a permit and what does not. For example, a stable that houses animals and feed does not require a construction permit, but this would change should it turn into a shop that is regularly occupied by people. The most common violations are building structures like ADUs without permits and clearing land that may have storm water issues. For this reason, people are urged to contact DCD before any large-scale clearing project to determine if the property is so affected. Once a property owner seeks compliance, DCD will work with them to help meet their goals while staying within code boundaries. The process must begin before August 1st. Once the process starts, the property owner will have 90 days to complete the project, although the deadline will be shorter for those projects with public health implications. In the video, District 3 County Commissioner Greg Brotherton said the program's goals is to remove the barriers for code compliance with the ultimate goal of increasing the level of public safety. There's always ways to accomplish code compliance while meeting the property owner's individual needs, Brotherton said. There is no way to determine how many code violations exist in the county, as they generally remain in place unless someone, like a neighbor, complains. To participate in the program, contact Deborah Murdoch. 360-379-4462. The recent relaxed masking guidelines shouldn't change our behavior too much. This according to Jefferson County Health Officer Dr. Tom Locke, who has kept our own local mask mandate in place. The purpose of the mandate, he says, is to encourage people to keep wearing masks in order to prevent unvaccinated people from congregating in indoor public places. There is still enough COVID around that will drive transmission and could risk either slowing down the rate of decline of COVID or even stall the process altogether. Additionally, there isn't any practical way for businesses to verify vaccination status for each customer. So we started to wear masks to protect other people. These days we wear them because we don't trust them. Kroger, which owns QFC, recently eased its mask requirements for shoppers, but the Port Townsend store is still requiring them. So that lady I saw yesterday was out of compliance. You know who you are. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant. Thank you for listening.